恩赐多高，
妹妹平安。很高兴又有机会来跟弟兄姐妹一同在主的里面有劝勉。请我们打开圣经马丁二十二章。马太福音二十二章。我们要读36-40节。在这节圣经的几节圣经的前面，我们知道法利赛人他们要陷害耶稣。
And we know several verses before, and the Pharisees and they had a plot.
要陷害耶稣。所以呢，他们就派了一个律法师来试探耶稣。所以我们要读22:36-40。好，我们一起来读。好，那律法师就问主耶稣说：“夫子，律法上写的诫命哪一条是最大？”耶稣对他说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神，这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的。其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。这两条诫命就是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。”
First and the greatest commandment, and the second is like this: love your neighbor as yours. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments.
好，我们一起再有点祷告。亲爱的主，我们感谢你。早晨是你的爱吸引我们到你的面前。
It is your love and attracts us to come before you.
虽然我们常常的离弃你。常常的不明白你的爱，就用不改变的爱来爱我们。哦，你从来不灰心，你总是用你的爱来环绕我们，要来买找回我们，来归给你。哦，主，早晨我们求你的爱再来充满我们。哦，主，就像这几节圣经的，叫我们能够尽心、尽性、尽意来爱你。我们知道我们自己里面没有这个爱，是你的爱来得着我们，我们才能够来爱你。主啊，也让我们能够爱人如己，让我们能够彼此相爱。哦，主啊，早晨，主，我们向你说，主，我们变成为一个虚空的器皿，让你的爱来得着我们，让你的爱来充满我们，好叫我们这活的人，让我们可以不为自己而活，乃为我们死而复活的主而活，让我们能够来爱你，我们也能够彼此相爱。我们把这段时间仰望在恩主的手中，求你对我们的心说话，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。我们刚才唱了两首非常美的诗歌，就像我们的弟兄李良刚才讲的，这后两首诗歌后面也有一个非常美丽的故事。第一首诗歌就是主啊，我深爱你。那刚刚我们弟兄讲的哈，这首诗歌呢，就是这陈恩福弟兄跟苏左阳弟兄呢，他们在华北，就是山东的一个省的里面呢，藤县的一个写生学院里面读书的时候写的。
This is what brother Chen, brother Su, they when they studied Shandong province and they wrote this song.
那时候呢，苏左阳弟兄呢才19岁。
At that time, brother Zhang Su was only 19.
在座有没有19岁？举一个手。
How
不比十九岁年轻的举个手。没有哈、哦，我们都超过十九岁哈、哦。那我记得我第一次唱这首诗歌的时候，我也差不多十九岁。
When I first time sang this song, I was about 19.
哦，那首诗歌真是，这首诗歌真是打动我。
This song touched my heart.
主啊，我深爱你。
And Lord, I love you so
much. 哦，呀，这首诗歌真是何等的美好哈。
How wonderful!
说在天我还有谁，在地我也有没有别的爱哈。我想我再把这首诗歌读一下好了哈，我们可以看一下，这实在是一个何等真诚的一个爱哈。
This is so true love.
这首诗歌刚开始就说，主啊，我深爱你，甚愿我永赎。
Say, Lord, I love you deeply. I would like to belong to you forever.
愿你居我灵里，永不分离。
May you dwell in my heart and never separate. Never separate.
主啊，我深爱你，我是永远属你。
Lord, I love you so much. I belong to you forever.
因你已先爱我，为我舍己。
Because you loved me first and you gave yourself to me.
真是这首诗歌是这样一个纯洁的一个爱哈，这样一个简单，这样一个起初的一个爱来献给主。
And we gave this pure and the first love to the Lord.
第三节讲到，金银虽有千万，声誉可骗尘寰。一旦若失了你，我心何安
？Stanza three, it says there are 10,000 silvers and gold, and there is so much fame that if I lose you, and then my heart it will not get ease.
我想他们在写这首诗歌的时候，可能有那么深的心力哈，只是有一个点哈，那是因为他们经营还没有千万哈，声誉也没有成变成环。
Maybe when they wrote the song, they just have a willing heart, but they didn't experience how much wealth and the fame they had.
苏佐阳弟兄他是在2007年被主接去的。
Brother John Su was went to the Lord at 2007.
他那时候91岁。
He was 91.
那我不晓得陈恩福弟兄现在怎么样，或者有没有被主接去哈？我没有找到这个资料。
I don't have the information about Mark Chan.
但是我们可以知道的，就是他们这一生真是来经历这首诗歌。
But one thing we know that means their whole life is experience the song they wrote.
当他们在晚年的时候，我相信他们可以说他们经营我想没有千万哈，但是呢，可能有已经有不少。
Even at their at their old age, they probably don't have them, but their name is well known.
但是他们可以再说，一旦若失了主，他们心里面就没有平安。
But if they lost the Lord, they won't have peace in their heart.
感谢主，这首诗歌真是打动了许多人的心。也实在感动了我在年轻的时候。但是我想我们的经历常常都是到263首。
But our experience is in Psalm
263。这时候讲到主的妙爱。
Talking about his wonderful love.
就一方面我们是爱主的，我愿意心里面是愿意爱主，说主啊，我深爱你。但是呢，常常在经历的里面呢，我们却常常去离开主。
But in our experiences, we are most likely to depart from him.
常常没有来答应主的呼召。
We don't respond to his call.
常常没有照在来爱我们的爱来爱他。
We don't love him and by the love he gives to us.
但是呢，像这首诗歌一开始就讲的，亲爱的主，你今召我回来。主的爱是永不放弃的爱，他是永不灰心的爱。他一直要不只是我们做罪人的时候把我们找回来，甚至我们有时候信他以后还离开他的时候，他还是用他的慈爱来把我们领回来。
Even then after we believe him, and but we depart from him, he still calls us back by his love.
在第四节里面讲到说，我们一起来念第四节好不好？啊，我们如果，嗯 ，OK， 好，请主啊，现在我不敢离你怀，我又何敢辜负你的恩爱？我恳求你保守我不失败，直到你爱被我正了解。
Santa for is Lord, I do not dare to leave you, and I do not dare to disgrace to your grace. And then Lord, keep me, do not fail until my heart is filled by your love.
那在副歌的里面讲到说，主啊，你爱奇妙的爱，长阔高深，真是令人难猜。
And then refrain it is Lord, your love, your wondrous love, and then so high, steep heights and land, and then it is so unfathomable.
虽然我曾一度叫你伤怀，但主你爱，却又将我找回。
Even though once I hurt your feeling, but Lord, your love found me back.
苏朵阳弟兄有一次到加拿大去传道的时候。
There's one time brother John Su went to Canada.
那有年轻的弟兄来帮他带诗歌。然后呢，他就把这个虽然我曾一度叫你伤怀哈，改成虽然我曾几度叫你伤怀。后来会后，那么弟兄就跟这个年轻弟兄有点交通。
And then later on, brother still had a fellowship with the young brother.
那这年轻弟兄说，我真的不止伤主的心一次啊。
The young brother said, "Not really once I heard the Lord."
我几度叫主伤怀。
Many times.
这岂不是我们的故事吗
？Isn't our story too?
但是不管我们几度叫主伤怀
，No matter how many times we heard our Lord,
主仍然还是要来寻找我们。
But he still find us.
他的爱要把我们寻回
His love will find us back.
因为他的爱是永不放弃的爱
Because his love never gave us up.
人如果我们在座的我们有让主的伤怀的
If anyone you think you are disgraceful we hurt his feelings.
我们愿主的爱早晨再把我们得回
May the love of the Lord.
所以今天早晨愿意跟大家来分享我们要爱主你的神哈，就是刚才我们念的马太福音22章37节哈，要尽心尽意尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神
My sermon this morning is to love the Lord your God with all your heart with all your soul and with all your mind
就是一个律法师来问主耶稣，他说：“律法上的诫命哪一条是最大的呢
？”Lawyer came to ask Jesus which law is the greatest commandment.
那主耶稣就说：“要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。
”And the Lord replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind."
这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的。
This is the first and the commandment.
然后主也说其相反就是要爱人如己 这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲 所以今天如果说主要我们他这样爱我们他要得着的是什么呢
And then Lord love us so much what does he want?
就是要我们来爱主
He wants us to love the Lord.
要我们来爱人
And to love people.
那我们若读旧约的话我们就知道当神带领以色列百姓出埃及来到西乃山下的时候
When we read the Old Testament we know when God took them out of the exit Egypt and then went to Mount Sinai
神就与以色列百姓 立约神就把十条诫命来颁给以色列百姓所以在 出埃及记第二十章里面啊，就记载着这十条的诫命。那很奇妙的是这样，如果大家去读的话哈，就发现前面四条，就是除了我以外，你不可有别的神啊，然后不可为自己雕刻偶像，不可妄称耶和华你神的名，当纪念安息日，守为圣日，这四条呢，就讲到爱神。
You shall not have other gods before you. You shall not make for yourself an image. And you shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy.
然后后面有六条诫命，对不对？
And then has another six commandments.
要孝敬父母，不可杀人，不可偷盗，不可做假见证，不可有贪恋的心，这个六条呢，简单的来讲是要爱人如己。
The next six, is you have to honor your parents and then all others, and then that means is to love your neighbor as yourself.
那如果我们来仔细看呢，就发现也有一件很有意思的事情哈。
And then if you read carefully, you can find something interesting.
这十条的里面有几条不可
？And then how many say you shall not within the Ten Commandments?
有没有人知道？十条里面有八条说不可。OK， 所以前面四条的里面有三个不可，一个是当。
And then in the fourth one has three says do not, and then there is one that says you should.
OK， 然后后面的六条里面有五个不可，一个是当。为什么会这样呢？因为我们知道在神造人以后，人就很快就犯罪了，对不对？
when
所以这个罪在我们的里面呢，就让人没有办法来爱神，也没有办法来爱人。
And then there's no way we can love people.
所以律法就是一个规范。
The law is just give us some commandments.
在旧约的里面呢，那神就规范他们要爱神，要爱人，但是呢，显出来的就是有许多的不可以做。
In the Old Testament, Lord gave them commandments, and then to love the Lord, love God, and love people. And then it is, but it, in reality, if you should or you should not.
那在出埃及记二十章第八节说，当纪念安息日，守为圣日。
And then it says you should remember the Sabbath and then keep it holy.
为什么要纪念安息日圣日呢？
Why we have to remember the day and then keep it holy?
因为在那一天我们要把自己完全归给神。
Because that day we have to give ourselves totally to God.
也就是要爱神。
It's to love God.
然后爱人这边呢，就讲到要当孝敬父母。
And then to love people, it says you have to honor your parents.
然后从这下面开始就可以来爱人。
And then after following it, you go to love people.
所以在旧约在新约，神的诫命是一样的。
In the Old Testament and New Testament, the commandments of God are the same.
就是律法和先知一切道理的总纲，就是要我们能够来爱神。要我们能够来爱人。
So this is all by all the law is from the prophet and the law hanging is we need to love God, love people.
那也许我们会说，为什么神要我们来爱他呢
？And then maybe we will ask why God requires to love him.
因为头一方面呢，因为他爱我们。
So because he loves us.
在生命记十章十五节讲到说，耶和华。但喜悦你们列祖爱他们，从万民中拣选他们的后裔，就是你们。
In Deuteronomy it says, "Yet your Lord set his affection on your ancestors and loved them, and he chose you their descendants above all the nations as it is today."
所以，因为神拣选以色列人，是因为神爱以色列人，所以神也愿意 他的子民都都来爱他。
Because God chose an Israelite, and then God loved them, so that's why he loved them.
我们如果读圣经，我们就知道神拣选亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各。
And then we read Bible, we know God chose Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
他们是不是都很可爱呢
？Are they lovely?
是不是都很可爱
？Are they lovely?
他们开始的时候都不是爱，对不对？
At least at the beginning, they're not so lovely.
他们有许多的问题哈。
They have so many problems.
他们为着自己，他们也说谎，然后也诡诈。
They lied, and they trick people.
其实就像我们差不多了。
It's just like us.
对不对？那神爱我们，是不是因为我们可爱呢？
Does God love us because we're lovely?
我们知道不是，对不对
？No.
啊，我们虽然这样的不可爱，但是神还定义爱我们。
Even though we're so unlovely, but Lord is destined to love us.
以前我们读书的时候，在学校有一种叫做实验班。
And then when we are at school, there is something called experimental class.
这就是我想国内可能叫重点的班。
And then in back in China, they call those our good student class.
那班上呢，都是一些尖子哈，所以考试呢，如果能考上好的学校，这一点都不稀奇。
If you go to good school and then it's not the type.
那还有另外一种班叫凡。
There's another class called bad students. I'm not well behaved.
那如果说这些放牛班的孩子能够更好，能够考上 好的学校，那这就是很稀奇的事情。
If the problem students can go to good universities, then that is good.
神说他来不是要招义人，乃是要招罪人。
The Lord says he comes not to call the righteous, but call sinners.
主说康健的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。
And the healthy people does not need doctors, but the people who are ill need doctors.
所以主爱我们，并不是因为我们可爱。
Lord loves us not because we are lovely.
乃是他定义爱我们。
Because he predestined to love us.
第二方面，我们神为什么要我们来爱他呢
？And secondly, why Lord asks us to love him?
因为他要赐福给我们。
Because he wants to bless us.
所以在生命记七章九节讲到说，你要知道耶和华你的神，他是神，是信实的神，是他守他诫命的人守约，施慈爱直到千代。
In Deuteronomy, chapter 7:9 says, Know therefore that Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his commandments.
神爱我们，他也愿意赐福给我们。
God loves us, he wants to bless us.
所以呢，他就拣选了以色列里面，他就也就是在现在的时候，就是拣选我们。
So he chosen Israelites, and now he had chosen us.
如果说我们哈有这样的经历的话，我们就知道，如果有人真是爱你，你就有福了。
And if you have experience, if there is one really truly love you, then you're blessed.
我记得我刚到美国读书的时候呢，有位弟兄，团契里面一个弟兄，就不晓得为什么他特别爱我。
When I just came here, I for some reason I don't know that there's a brother who loves me so much.
所以有时候中午没有带便当，他就带两个便当来。
Sometimes I don't have lunch and he brought.
我没有车的时候呢，他就给我ride.
And then I don't have a car and then he gave me ride.
后来我买一辆旧车哈，这个旧车是开久一点就会烧开水的那种旧车。
And then I bought a very old car and then it come with problem.
那他就来帮我修车。
And he come fix my car.
那也感谢主，因为他的爱，也把我重新又带回到主的面前。
Praise the Lord because of His love, and then and the Lord turned me back.
主爱我们，他愿意我们来接受他的爱。
Lord loves us. He wants us to come to receive His love.
他愿意来赐福给我们。
He wants to bless us.
所以他要我们来爱他。
He wants us to love Him.
然后他为什么要我们来爱他呢？
And why he wants us to love him?
因为他拯救我们。
Because he saved us.
在何西阿书有讲到说，以色列，何西阿书十一章第一节讲到说，以色列年幼的时候，我爱他，从埃及招出我的儿子来。
In Hosea chapter 11 verse 1 is when Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son.
从埃及招出我的儿子来。
I called my son out of Egypt.
啊，像我们今天波饼聚会唱的哈，在那个荣美之地。
Like what we sang at the communion service.
我们本来
in the Yuma land.
我们本来是在埃及为奴的，但是因为神爱我们。他就从埃及里面把我们招出来。神把我们从这世界里面拯救出来。为了要爱我们。所以神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。不是我们爱神，是神先爱我们。实际上他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。
Because his son as our atoning sacrifice to the sinners, this is the love of God.
借主他拯救我们。
Praise the Lord, he saved us.
他让我们还做罪人后，他就为我们的罪为我们了。
When we were sinners, he died for us.
让我们可以成为一个爱的标本哈，让我们可以来被神所爱。
And then we can become a loving vessel so that we, so the love will, God will love us.
所以我们这样，我们就可以来爱神。
And in this way, and then so we can love Lord.
第四方面，我们神为什么要吩咐我们来爱他呢
？And then fourthly, why God wants us to love Him?
因为他要我们像他。
Because He wants us.
神的生命是一个爱的生命。
Because the life of God is the life of love.
如果我们得着他的生命，我们就可以成为一个爱的一个器皿。
If we receive him, we will become a vessel of love.
我们就可以来爱他。
And then we can love him.
所以感谢主，因为神说他赐给我们是何等的慈爱，让我们可以得称为他的儿女。
And then we praise the Lord. He said, And then he says, how great is the Father has lavished us and that we are children of God.
我们也真是他的儿女。
We are indeed his children.
我们知道将来主若显现，我们就要像他。
And then we know when the Lord appears, we will be like him.
主他要我们来爱他，是因为要我们先得着我们，叫我们来像他。
And the Lord wants us to love Him because He will receive, so He can receive us, and it will be to be like Him.
那另外最后，神为什么要我们来爱他呢
？And lastly, why Lord wants us to love Him?
我们知道圣经上讲说，如今长存的有信、有望，还有呢，有爱。
Because the Bible tells us, and there are three things remain: faith, hope, and love.
这其中最大的是爱。
But the greatest of these is love.
所以整本圣经呢，其实就是一个爱的故事。
The whole Bible is a story of love.
我们怎么知道整本圣经是一个爱的故事呢
？Do we know the whole is a story of love?
圣经从一个美丽的婚姻开始。
Because the Bible starts with a beautiful wedding.
从一个荣耀的婚宴结束。
And then and ended with a glorious wedding.
这中间呢，经过许多许多的事情，
and there are so many things happening in between.
但是却来彰显神的爱。
But it's to manifest the love of God.
所以神的爱是真实的、伟大的，它是不改变的。
God love is true and it's great and it's unchanging.
他要我们先来得到他的爱，让我们能够被改变，像他也能够来爱神。
He wants us to receive His love.And to be like him, and
可以来爱神。
So that we can love him.
我们感谢主，他这样子的定义来爱我们。
We praise the Lord; He predestined to love us.
他拣选我们。
He had chosen us.
他来赐福给我们。他拯救我们。
He saved us.
他要改变我们，要我们像他一样。所以这样我们就应该大家都很自然的就爱神了，对不对？
Naturally we will love him, is that right?
常常不是这样，对不对？
No, not like that.
因为常常我们被爱的人啊，都是很迟钝的。
And then sometimes when the people who were loved, they are actually is very less not sensitive.
前一阵我回台湾去。
And then not long ago I went to Taiwan.
我有个亲戚，他有个女儿呢，正好是在青春期。
And then I had a relative, the daughter is a teenager.
那这母亲非常爱她的女儿。
Mother loves the daughter so much.
要什么就给什么。
And then the daughter wants, and whatever the daughter wants, the mother just gave it to her.
有时候我们会听到这样的一个形容，就是你如果要天上的星星，我也去把你摘下来。
Sometimes if you want the stars, I'll go get it for you.
你要把命，你要我的命，我也把命给你。
If you want my life, I'll give it to you too.
嗯，对，孩子啊，常常都是这样，对不对？
The love to the child is just like this, right?
可是孩子常常都是不明白母亲的爱。
But the children don't understand love from the mother.
他常常要让母亲伤心。
And then she will hurt mother's feelings.
甚至呢，到一个地步呢，他不叫他母亲妈妈啊。
Until to the point she will not call mother.
就叫 A.
It's called hey.
我又想到我小的时候啊。
I just remind me when I was young.
我有一段时间，他叫我的父母伤心啊。
And then there was one time I hurt my parents too.
要过了很久以后呢，后来才真的是感受到父母对我的爱。
After a long time, then I noticed the love from my parents.
那感谢主，我们的父母呢的爱也都常常是这样的包容。
And then we praise the Lord.The love from our parents with such endurance.
爱岂不更是这样的大？他这样子的忍耐嘛。
Is God's love is so great and so enduring?
所以感谢主，他爱我们呢，他要我们来爱他，并不是一个强迫的吩咐。
But we thank the Lord. He loves us and He wants us to love Him. This is and He's not forced us to do.
他一直在等我们
he's waiting for us.
他一直等我们要来赐福给我们
And he's waiting for us so that he can bless us.
有时候我们会觉得神好像是不是很小气哈？就说他爱我们一点点呢，要就要我们一定要来爱他
Sometimes we think God is so stingy that he wants us to do things to him.
不是的
It is not
我们稍微有点对神的爱有点领会我们就知道神他是用他这样子不改变这样子没有保留的爱来爱我们
If we understand his love a little bit then we know his love is never changed
他也好不爱他也好我们感谢他也好不感谢他也好他就是这样爱我们
Whether you love him or not you think or not he still loves us
但是等到我们什么时候感谢他我们什么时候回到他的面前呢我们就知道他的爱要更丰盛的来充满我们
But whenever we come we return to him we come here to thank him and his love it will be more abundant
我们是不是在我们天然的人能够来爱神呢
Can we love the Lord by our nature?
我们不能对不对、
no.
我们常常爱神有许多的阻拦哈
And there's many obstacles for us to love the Lord
我们为什么不能爱神呢那第一个原因就是因为有罪。
Why we can't love the Lord? First of all, because sin.
因为我们在黑暗的里面的时候，我们就拒绝那个光。
When we are in the darkness, we will deny the light.
我们不爱光，倒爱黑暗。
We don't like the light, but love.
我们若在黑暗的里面，我们就被这世界上的王弄瞎了心眼。
We live in the darkness. We will be blind.By the king of this world.
我们就常常不能做自己所愿做的事情，而且呢，常常做自己所不愿意做的事情。
Very often the things we do, the things we do that is we're not willing to do, but we're willing to do things that we're not able to do.
所以，首先我们要能够爱神，第一个就是我们要从这罪里面被释放出来。
First of all, if we want to love the Lord, we have to be delivered.
我们若身上还有什么罪的残累我们要求主来断开这些所有的锁链
If there is many bondage from the sins we have to ask the Lord to break those fetters
这样我们才能够来爱神
In this way then we can love Lord
第二方面我们为什么不能来爱神呢
Secondly why we cannot love Lord
因为我们常常 爱这世界上的事。
Because we love things in the world.
主告诉我们吗？不要爱世界和其上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的就不在他里面了。
And Lord's word says, "Do not love the world and or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in them."
第三方面，我们为什么常常不能爱神呢
？And thirdly, why we can't love the Lord?
因为我们爱自己。过于爱神
Because we love ourselves more than love Lord.
在提摩太后书三章第一节里面就讲到说在末世的时候呢有危险的日子要来到
In 2 Timothy it says at the end of the times there will be terrible things
从三章第二节就讲到说因为末时候人要专顾自己
And then verse 2 it says because at that time people will beLovers of themselves.
然后下面呢就产生了很多很多的问题
And then there's a bunch of problems coming up
贪爱钱财自夸狂傲谤毒违背父母点点点点、
Love of money boastful proud abusive disobedient to their parents and etc
三章第四节最后节、就是要卖主任意妄为自高自大暗言的最后呢就讲到不爱神
And at verse 4, it says, well, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than love of God.
所以他从什么地方开始呢
When it starts.
从专顾自己开始
And it starts from love themselves.
从哪里结束呢
When it ends.
最后就是不爱神
And then it's not love the Lord.
这就是末世的时候
That is the situation in the end of the time.
所以求主的话光照我们
May his words enlighten us.
让我们能够从罪的里面能够被脱离出来
That is to be delivered from sin.
让我们从爱世界的情形里面被拯救出来
That is to be saved from the situation the lovers of the world.
让我们能够从爱自己的专顾自己的情形里面被拯救出来
That is to be saved from the self-centered world.
让我们可以来爱他让我们怎么能够神呢
how can we love Lord?
我们首先就是要被神所爱然后被神的爱来充满我想大家都知道一个故事就是在路加福音十九章撒该的故事
And then we know there is a story in Luke chapter 19 It's a story about Zechariah
No, Zechariah
Zechariah
这个撒该是谁呢他是一个税吏长
Who's Zechariah? He's the chief tax collector
税吏在当时候是所有以色列人都讨厌的人
And then tax collector were hated by Israelites at that time
为什么呢因为他们替罗马政府向以色列同胞收税
Why? Because they collected tax for the Roman Empire
那也许罗马政府要收一块钱的税呢他们就收两块钱
Maybe the Roman government needs $1 they collected $2
那一块送给罗马政府另外一块就放到自己的口袋里面
$1 to the government dollar they did tax for themselves
那撒该不仅是税吏他是税吏长
And then the key is not only tax collector but the chief
所以当然我想大家都很讨厌他对不对
so people, I guess everybody hated him.
所以当那天耶稣要经过耶利哥的时候呢那大家都要看耶稣可是却把撒该挤在外面
and then at that day everybody wanted to see Jesus and then so Zechariah couldn't get full force
所以他就爬到桑树上去哈、so、要看耶稣
he climbed to the mulberry tree and then he wanted to see Jesus
然后主耶稣看到他以后呢他说撒该快下来今天我必住在你家里
and then when Lord see him and it says Zechariah came down and tonight I will stay in your house
然后撒该就急忙的下来欢欢喜喜的接待耶稣
so he came down and then received the Lord with joy
那我们的时候如果说我们注意这几个字就觉得很特别
And then if we read the Bible, if you pay attention for those words, and you will think it's very special.
主耶稣说我今天必住在你家里。
And then the Lord says, tonight I will come to your house.
那撒该他就欢欢喜喜地接待耶稣。
And then so Zechariah, and he received
他接受主，然后呢来被主来充的爱来充满，他就改变了。所以撒开后来做什么呢？他说哈，他要把一半分给穷人。
What did he say? He said, I'll give half to the poor.
要讹诈谁就还他四倍。
If I cheated anyone, and I will pay four times back to him.
这是不可想象的哈。
This is out of our imagination.
为什么呢？因为在旧约的律法里面规定说，你如果说是偷了谁的东西呗。
Because in the Old Testament, if you steal from someone, how many times you have eight?
圣经上在你讲的说要加倍的还他哈。
In actual success, you have to pay double back.
但是呢，撒该说要还几倍？还四倍。
He will pay four times.
就加倍，比律法要求的还要加倍的来还。
And then he paid more than the law required.
所以这是神的爱改变一个人哈。如果一个人他就算是一个这样不好的一个人，像撒该一样的一个税吏长，但是当他接受主。当他欢欢喜喜的来接待耶稣的时候呢，他整个人就被改变了。
And then people, sinners like Zacchaeus, when they receive the Lord, and then he will receive glorious joy, and then his life changed.
他把一半分给穷人，这是不是律法要求的呢？
And then if the Lord, if you give half to the poor, is this the law required?
没有，我想这就是表示他爱神。
Not because the law requires it indicate that he loves the Lord.
那他讹诈谁就还他四倍呢？就是人。
And then if he cheated someone, he paid four times that it indicate that he loves people.
这就是他的那个第二里路哈。这个 mile.
This is his second mile.
Mile. 第二里路就是。
This is his second mile.
啊，主耶稣就说，如果说你们对你们好的人好，那有什么可以有什么稀奇的呢？有什么可以讨神喜悦的呢？
And then the Lord says, if you treat people good, who treat you good, and then what is amazing?
所以神要我们爱人，不是说谁对我们好我们就爱他。
And the Lord, the Bible tells us we do not only love people who treat us good.
而是用神的爱来爱人。
But we love people with the love of God.
那怎么样才能够这样爱呢？我们第一个要先被神，先被主来得着，先被他的爱来充满。
How can we do this? First, have to be received by the Lord and filled by His love.
第二方面就是要能够被神来改变。
Secondly, we have been changed by the Lord.
我想那我就没有时间再多讲这一方面，但是在诗歌的260首实在是讲得很好。
And then in him 260 explains it.
里面就讲到说，我们原来的情形呢，是我们很刚硬，我们骄傲的对主说，专爱己，全部为你。
And then at the beginning we're so proud, and then we just love ourselves.
那全部为你啊，全部为主。
为主。And we do not do things for the Lord.
然后第二节讲到，我们微弱的对主说。我们看主开我们眼睛的时候呢，我们微弱的对主说：“虽未及，少许为你。”
And then secondly, if we open our eyes a little bit, we say, Lord, even though I do think for myself, but a little for you.
第三节讲到主医治我们，主也来释放我们。那在他的恩典的里面，我们就可以对主说：“少未及，更多为你。”
And then stanza three, it says, we do less things for ourselves, more for the Lord.
到第四节，主就得胜了。然后我们伏在主的面前，我们对主说：“我们不为己，全都为你。”
In Stanza 4, it says, "We win the victory that we do not do things for ourselves, but everything is for you."
用主的爱来这样子来改变我们。
May the Lord's love changes like this.
让我们可以从专为己的一个人来。变成全都为主的一个人。
And then for to be like the people who first of all only love ourselves, then we do things for the Lord.
在实际的生活里面，我们如何来爱主呢
？In reality, how do we love Lord?
主的话说：“人若爱我，就必遵守我的道。”
And the Lord's word tells us, "And anyone who loves me will obey my teaching."
有了我命令又遵守的，这人是爱我的。
people who has the commandment and obey one who loves me.
主的话语跟说，要爱我们的弟兄，因为如果人说我爱神，却恨他的弟兄，那就是说谎的。
And the Lord says we love our brothers, and then whoever claims to love the Lord yet hates the brother is a liar.
主说不爱他所看得见的弟兄，就不能爱没有看见的神。
And the Lord says, for whoever does not love the brother and whom they have seen cannot love.
爱神的也当爱弟兄，这就是我们从神所受的命令。
And then, if we love the Lord and we love our brother, and this is the commandment we receive from the Lord.
从来没有人看见神，我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面，爱他的心在我们的里面也就完全了。
No one has seen Lord, but if we love one another, God lives within us, and His love is made complete in us.
所以我们若爱神的话，我们很简单的就是要遵守他的命
令。If we love the Lord, then simply we just keep His commandments.
那我们就来爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
And then we love our brothers and sisters.
那更容易的一点，就是在我们的家里面呢，神要来爱我们的家人。
And then more easily, and then we love our families at home.
神要我们丈夫和妻子能够在主的爱的里面彼此相爱。
And the Lord wants us to love each other between husband and wife.
最近我们知道在教会的里面呢，我们就看到有一些弟兄姐妹被主接去。
And recently, there are a few brothers and sisters who were received by the Lord.
实在让我们看到我们在地上的这个年日是非常有限的。
Let us to see our times on the earth is very limited.
只要我们爱我们的父母，爱配偶，爱我们的孩子。
Lord want us to love our spouse, our parents, our children.
那常常我们在这个环境的当中呢，也许我们觉得我们所有的问题都很难。
In reality, we think this is very difficult to do.
但是生命有限，机会。也不再有。
But life is so short, and we don't have much chance.
我想，我们如果说有一点经历，我们就可以知道说，在我们自己的里面的时候，我们常常想爱，却爱不出来。
If we have experience and it's in us, sometimes we want to love, but we cannot do so.
我们会常常会说，主啊，还要有多久呢？
And then we will ask the Lord, Lord, how long I have to wait?
但是当主把一些环境拿走的时候，
When Lord take away the circumstance,
当我们的家人离开我们的时候，
When our family member, left us,
我们会说主啊，那常常在主面前懊悔没有把握机会来所可以所爱的。
Often we regret because we didn't take the chance to love the one we should love more.
我们现在家里面也许还有一些孩子，那也许家孩子会常常让你很伤脑筋。
Maybe your children is just disobey you.
但是呢，孩子很快的也会离开我们而去。
But they will be gone soon.
那如果说我们能够用神的爱来养育他们的话，
If we raise them by the love of God,
我们就得着他们。
We will receive them.
我们若用没有用神的爱，我们用我们的血气来管教他们的话，
If we discipline them by our own flesh,
那很快的我们就会失去他们。我想在座的有一些孩子去念大学的，你就可以知道我讲什么。
If you have children, just went to the college, you know what I'm talking about.
时间不会太久的。
Not long.
所以真是感谢主，让我们还有这时间来爱神，也能够来学彼此相爱的功课。
And praise the Lord, He still gave time to love the Lord, to love each other, to learn this lesson.
神也让我们能够来从心甘情愿的来爱他。
Lord wants us to have a willing heart, to willing to love Him.
神所以这里的百姓就说他们用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我。
Lord tells the Israelites, it says, you
嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我。
You respect me on word or speech, but your action is apart from me.
所以他们敬畏神，不过是受人的吩咐。
They fear the Lord because they were required.
但是罗马书却告诉我们说，要我们爱人不可虚假。
But the Romans tell us, and if you love a people, has to be genuine.
要殷勤，不可懒惰，心里火热，常常服侍主。
We have to be gentle, and then we have to be the zeal to the Lord.
所以我们愿主的爱充满在我们里面，心里面有火。
May the love of the Lord fill in us so that we have the zeal.
我就记得很多年以前，在 Dumbo 这地方的时候，有一段时间，有一位弟兄，他非常的火热。每个月传福音的时候呢，他一定是烧了一大锅的饭，然后呢，全家来参加福音聚会。这绝对不是从人来的吩咐。因为他里面有这样爱神的心，因为他里面有这样爱人的心，所以愿主的爱来激励我们，让我们能够来学习爱他。如果我们爱神，圣经说若有人爱神，这人是神所造的。
And then the Bible tells us anyone who loves the Lord, and then God knows.
而且神主耶稣说，爱我的，并蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。
The Lord says, whoever loves me, the Father will love him, and will show himself to him.
人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必喜悦他。而且神呢说，我们要与他到他那里去，与他同住。
And then it says, if we are people who love me, and then we will abide with them.
所以感谢主，神真是很爱我们。
Praise the Lord, and He truly loves us.
他要我们来爱他，不是说他真的是缺少什么。
He wants us to love him, but not because he lacks something.
乃是他愿意更多来充满我们。
But he wants to fill us more.
他要能够来从他得益处。
And he wants us to receive benefit from him.
圣经上不是这样讲吗？他说万事相效力，叫爱神的人得主。
And the Bible tells us all things work good for those who love him.
那最后我们愿意一起来再来思想到。神的爱哈，那个是一个一生不改变的爱。
And then at last we will think, let's think about the love of God. It is never changed.
在耶利米书31:3讲到说，古时耶和华向以色列显现，说我以永远的爱爱你，因此我以慈爱吸引你。
In Jeremiah it says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness.
我们这一生可以来经历主这样不改变的爱。
Our whole life can experience His unchanging love.
因为他的爱永不止息。
Because His love never fails.
在哥林多前书章里面最后讲到说，爱是永不止息。
And then in Corinthians chapter 13 it says love never fails.
这个不止息也就是不失败。
It's never failed.
在英文里面翻得更准确一点哈，它不只是不止息，是不失败。
In English it's more accurate. It is non-stopping. It's never fails.
好，最后请我们来读一处的圣经，在彼得前书第一章。
And lastly, let's read one.First Peter.
彼得前书一章八节。
Chapter 1:8.
好，找到我们一起来读彼得前书一章八节。好，你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他；如今虽不得看见，却因信他，就有说不出来 满有荣光的大喜乐。
So you have seen him, you love him, and even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with inexpressible and glorious joy.
那这个是我彼得啊，就是彼得是跟随过主耶稣的。
And Peter, he followed the Lord.
他是在那变化山上见过主那样的荣耀的。
Saw the glory at the Transfiguration Mountain. At his old age, and this is the encouragement from him.
对，我们虽然没有见过他，确实爱他。
And he says, though we have not seen him and loved him.
如今虽然不得看见，却一信他就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
We do not see him now, but you believe in him and are filled with inexpressible and glorious joy.
感谢主，彼得他的一生，他有失败，有软弱。
Praise the Lord, Peter failed, and then he had many weaknesses.
可是主爱却在他身上得胜。
The love from the Lord won victory.
他可以在重新的被主得着以后呢，他这一生就来跟随主。
When Lord regained him, his whole life followed the Lord.
刚才我们从一开始我们讲到两位弟兄苏佐然弟兄和陈恩福弟兄，他们的经历实在激励我们。
The story of Brother Mark Chen and Jiang Su encourages.
在历史历代以来，有许多的见证人真的如同云彩一样环绕着我们。
In generations, there are so many testimonies that surround us and encourage us.
我们真是愿意来更多的来认识主的爱，让我们来充分了解主的爱，好让我们可以被主的爱来得着。
Let us to know His love more, and then Lord can receive us more.
我想有弟兄姐妹还知道另外一个人叫做彭蒙慧。
We probably know another person is called Doris Brohan.
那他在西雅图长大。
Yeah, he grew up.
然后他在21岁，他从华大毕业以后呢，他就到了中国。
When she was 21, she was graduate from Washington University.
University of Washington.
University of Washington, and then she went to China.
他带什么呢？他就带了一小喇叭。
What did she bring? It's a trumpet.
然后还有就是他爱神、爱灵魂的心。
And the heart, love Lord and people.
从那时候到现在，已经60多年过去了。
And from that time and now, it's already 60 years past.
他写了一本书，说爱是一生的坚持。
She wrote a book. It says love is you have endured your whole life.
他一生就来坚持这个爱神和爱人的心。
And then she insists and then to love the heart.Keep the heart, Lord, and people.
所以如果大家喜欢唱的诗歌就是他在台湾那边有一个团体，他们来兴起一些人愿意借着福音来传愿意借着诗歌来传福音。
There is a fellowship in Taiwan and they would like to share gospel through hymns or songs.
就是天韵歌声 Heavenly Melody.
Oh, it's a Heavenly Melody.
Yeah.所以感谢主，当他还给我们有时间，叫我们可以来爱他。
Praise the Lord, He still gave us time so we can love Him.
我们有一首诗歌说，我们若要爱主，应当是现在。
There's a song that if we love the Lord, it should be now.
有许多的见证人，这样如同云彩围绕着我们。
There are so many witnesses, and then like clouds surround us.
让我们能够放下各样的重担，来脱去那个容易缠累我们的罪。
Let us fight an all heavy burden.
让我们存着忍耐的心来前面的路程。
And then persevere and then pursue the Lord, pursue the way before.
来仰望我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Look upon the Lord and then who has the author and finisher on our.
让我们让主的爱来经历在我们的里面，也能够用主的爱来更多爱他，也彼此相爱。
That is to experience to love the Lord and then we can love each other.
请我们唱诗歌225首。
That is in
225.觉得亏欠你的爱，主啊，我们常常不明白你的爱。哦，主啊，你也是圣灵孩子，哦，多少时候，哦，主能够常常叫你，伤心难过。哦，主啊，主啊，我们实在是说，在你的爱的面前，哦，主，我们只有俯伏在你的面前。我们感谢你是这样的，不改变，是这样不放弃不灰心。主，你一直在等我们，愿意我们来转向你，叫我们更多能够被你的爱所充满。主，你要我们爱你，主，是因为你愿意更多爱我们。你要我们能够彼此相爱，主啊，你是要让我们更多能够脱离我们这个自己败坏的生命。
to want us to to be depart from from our sinful life.
主啊，你给我们预备的是最好的。主，愿早晨主你借着这样不完全的话语再来对我们呼召。我们若爱主，应当是现在。我们看到历史历代多少的见证人，主他们爱你，主他们安息在你的怀里。主啊，我们若不爱你，主到时候我们见你的时候，主我们就要后悔。我们就要问我们说，主啊，主啊，你给我们多少的爱？主啊，我们有多少的爱来爱你？你给我们多少的时间？我们有多少的时间是为你？你给我们多少的机会？多少的机会我们能够把握？我们来爱你？你给我们有机会，就我们有丈夫有妻子，我们有父母，我们有孩子，有多少的机会，主我们用你的爱，我们能够来爱我们的家人。主啊，愿你早晨的爱，用你的爱再来充满我们，来断开我们一切的锁链，叫我们能够脱离这世界的缠累。主，叫我们能够主脱离主自己那个老我的缠累。叫我们可以起来爱你。主，我们把一些感谢赞美来归给主。祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。